Now, Alice Instone came to prominence as an artist with a series of portraits of some of Britain's most successful women. Her latest exhibition is called Interview with a Shoe and includes pictures of the pink patent stilettos Cherie Blair wore during an election campaign and the gold platforms Annie Lennox wore for Bob Geldof's wedding to Paula Yates. Alice, why shoes?
Well, when I was painting all the women for my last show, I began to notice how interesting all their shoes were, and I've always thought you could tell a lot about somebody from their shoes, so I thought I'd do a series of portraits of people through their shoes. And all these fantastic stories started to emerge, like the ones about Annie Lennox's gold platforms.
So what do Annie Lennox's gold platforms tell us about Annie Lennox?
Well, it's such a fantastic rock and roll story, and it's just... it's almost a historic moment in rock and roll history. She and Dave Stewart were the witnesses for Bob Geldof and Paula Yates, and it's rather wonderful, this story of them all rushing around at the last minute looking for something suitably kitsch to wear, and they actually got married in the little church of the West Las Vegas. And some of the other shoes, on the other hand, I think reveal a lot about people's values. So at the other end of the scale, we've got Nicole Fahey and Sir David Hare's shoes, and they're both very worn out and creased. And I thought she would probably give me a very glamorous pair, obviously being a famous fashion designer, but instead, an absolutely ancient pair of sandals. And I think they tell you how much she values quality and things that last. And I love the fact that she likes a very comfortable pair of shoes. And the fact that both their shoes look like this show that there's a real... harmony in the way that they both think.
And what about Cherie's pink patent stilettos?
Well, I think primarily they're very feminine shoes, and actually she's a very feminine person. When you meet her, she loves pretty clothes, and she's very motherly and warm when you meet her. And then, of course, they're terribly uncomfortable, which I think is very common. With
because she
our
wore them
favourite shoes
during an election campaign.
Yes, I know.
She?
I was
what
amazed.
What did she say about the effect on their feet?
Well, she said she loved them so much that she just had to put up with it.
But they were painful.
Yes.
You've also included in the exhibition some very large shoe sculptures.
Yes.
Why?
Well, it was actually very cathartic making the sculptures, because I was interested in the sort of messages that we're bombarded with by magazines. And so some of the sculptures are about how we're encouraged to hoard shoes and accumulate shoes and buy more shoes, and this is the latest thing, you must have it. And some of them are about the messages that we're bombarded with as women. So, you know, you must be a size 10, or there was that whole furore about size 0. And in fact, some of them are rather hilarious. There's my cellulite makes me squirm, and all those dreadful pictures of poor celebrities looking not their best in their swimming costumes. And so some of the sculptures are about that kind of thing, and I really enjoyed cutting up and ripping up all these magazines while I was making them.
I can't resist now just looking under the table to see what kind of shoes you're wearing. Oh, now, they are made of some sort of material, the kind of material that you'd make a sofa out of?
Possibly, yes. They're red.
They're red
pink,
with pink flowers
pink
on.
Pink flowers and blue leaves.
And 3-inch stilettos? 2.5-inch stilettos?
They're quite low for me, actually. I've got the most amazing pair of shoes I'm wearing tonight. Terry de Havilland's made them for me, and they're the highest shoes I've ever seen. They're green satin with black lace over them, and they've stuck little crystals, sparkly crystals, all over the pattern in the lace, and they've got a platform that must be about 2 inches at the front and obscenely high at the back, so I'm a little bit scared.
You will
wearing.
Cripple yourself.
Hopefully not. They're so beautiful. Hopefully I won't have to do very much walking. I'll just stand there.
So what do these shoes say about you, the ones you've got on now?
Well, I think they look quite vintage, although they're not actually vintage. And I do have a passion for all things old, as my house gives away about me. And they're very feminine.
I've now got to hide my feet under the table because... Go on, have a look. I'm wearing clumpy Crocs. Big, black.
Waterproof and comfortable.
Waterproof and comfortable. That's like, and very, very flat.
Well, that's like Lord Wolfe, who says that he loves his shoes because they're strong and comfortable. And I thought, well, that says everything about you as well.
I think that... I used to wear high-heeled shoes, but then my back went, and I won't warn you because you're young. You enjoy them while it lasts. But what drew you to a mound of shoes that you painted at Oxfam's Sorting Centre? What appealed there?
Well, I was painting all these favourite shoes and loved shoes, and I thought, what about all the unloved shoes? And when I found out that they sort all the unwanted shoes from their shops and send them to Africa, Asia and Eastern Europe, I thought, oh, I must go and paint all of them. And of course, there's something terribly evocative about piles of shoes. You immediately think about the Holocaust and disasters, and there's something terribly moving about them because they've been shaped by all these feet and all these lives, and some of the people that have worn them aren't here anymore. And so the more I thought about shoes, in fact, the more I found them quite moving. And I almost painted a pair of shoes that Marilyn Monroe wore to sing Happy Birthday to President Kennedy. And they were sold for something like $48,000. And I thought, that's a modern-day relic. So in the past, people bought bits of the cross or vials of saints' blood, and now you can buy Marilyn Monroe's shoes.
Now, I know you're planning an exhibition called Outside In, yes, which will feature modern women dressed as wicked women of the past.
Yes.
Why do you want to do that?
Well, my last show was all about powerful women now, and I'm very interested in the way even now power is regarded as being a masculine quality, and powerful women are often seen as being a bit like Lady Macbeth and ruthless and flinty. And so I thought, well, if all the good women in history were anonymous, maybe all the powerful women were notorious, and is this something that's fair? So why is it that we love to hate Marie Antoinette so much more than her husband? And Lucretia Borgia was known as being incredibly wicked, but actually I think it's now being said that really she wasn't that wicked at all, and in fact the men around her were doing far worse things, but we've remembered her as being somebody very wicked. So I thought,
so who do you want to dress up as Marie Antoinette and Lucretia Borgia?
Well, my ideal person, I think, for Marie Antoinette, probably someone like Victoria